Hello and welcome to The Property Exchange, your guide to the latest news, views and opinions in residential property, with Winkworth, with you every step of the way in the property market. Your host is writer and commentator Anne Ashworth.
Welcome to the Property Exchange podcast, this time the Green Space Premium, why parks have become more important than ever in London. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at why parks are now at the top of buyers' must-have lists in London. For people looking to move, a park can now be even more important than a tube station within an easy walk, which used to be the top requirement in the capital. We're focusing on Hampstead, St John's Wood and Belsize Park, areas that offer those wide open green spaces and a great deal more of what buyers with big budgets want now. That's gorgeous homes, great schools and superior places to eat and drink. Hampstead combines a village with wonderful period properties in winding streets, plus access to the rolling acres of Hampstead Heath. This has long been an area where writers, actors and poets have chosen to live for its peace. It's convenient but quiet. But who else is looking to move there now? To find out more about the Green Space Premium, I'm joined by Dominic Agay, CEO of Winkworth, and by Neil Sloan, the owner of the Winkworth Belsize Park office. Dominic and Neil, thanks for joining us. Now, first to you, Dominic. Maybe it's something to do with this long, hot summer, but there's a bigger obsession than ever before with green spaces. What's that all about?
It's interesting when you look at the green spaces, and London is, as a global city, one of the greenest cities, and that's part of its appeal. I think we've always loved our green spaces, but do we love them more now than ever? Yes, I think we do. It's just looking at, you know, COVID had a big impact on that. People found the value of them and the value for mental health, and we've seen that reflected really in prices, which where the premium, you know, there's always been a premium because people love to look at greenery in the same way they love to look at the sea. But we've seen that premium grow by around 6% over the last 10 years from those that are sort of around, on average, I should say, across London, those that are around parks and those that aren't. So it is a trend that people, really want to follow, I suppose. And it was interesting, you know, is the more urban, the more central London you get, the bigger the premium. So people love their greenery.
Let's get some more into that research that Winkworth has done on the green space premium. The premium gets larger the further you move into town.
Yes, I suppose there's bigger money at stake. But I think when you're getting around, I mean, obviously the iconic One Hyde Park was perhaps the ultimate in terms of a £100 million flat. But, that where people have more money to be able to buy what they want, then clearly that premium grows. It is throughout London, there is an average premium of around 15%. So there is a significant premium across London. But when you get to the very middle and the wealthiest buyers, then that can move to sort of 30% up to hundreds of percent in the case of One Hyde Park.
30%. Let's just go a bit further into that. That's how much more you can expect to pay to be within a 2-minute walk, a 5-minute walk. How close do you need to be?
So I suppose if the view is all, isn't it? I mean, I think the statistics come from 100 metres within. So, I mean, it's not all about the view. It's about being able to go and stretch your legs with maybe your furry friend or your children. But the view is all. And if you have that view out your window, then people are prepared to pay a lot for that.
When we were discussing all of this earlier, you said to me that the park is now more important than having a tube close by.
Yeah, I think so. I think certainly amongst the families, you know, it used to all be about tubes. And I think, that was the sure thing. And it still is, you know, everyone wants to be near transport. But as soon as you have your first child, then you quickly realise that it's better to be walking 15 minutes to the tube than not have a park near you. So, you know, you see that often. I mean, I used to live around Ravenscourt Park in West London, and people were very happy, the young families around there, to live, you know, a fair walk, 15 minutes from the tube, in order to be able to access Ravenscourt Park and be able to feed the ducks with their children.
And that's another thing about this long, hot summer. In London, it can get very hot, but you can still go outside.
Yeah, and I think it's the direction. You know, what's fantastic is that we are getting, things seem to be getting hotter. And you know, when you look at these cities and how they fare in under hotter, under bigger heat waves or longer heat waves, then, you know, greenery is essential. And it does place London very well. I mean, it is five times more green than New York, I think, as we've talked about before. So, you know, there's a lot more that feeds into a lifestyle people want these days, and also helps manage perhaps climate change and the effects of that on heat waves.
Do Hampstead, St John's Wood and Belsize Park typify what people want now? That mix of green, gorgeous houses, great schools.
Absolutely. They're world famous for that. You know, people love that lifestyle and what they can access by living in those houses in the parks and the heaths. It's fantastic. And that is, you know, the sort of world famous example. But across London, everyone has their own corner. You know, everyone has their own park that they their life is based around. And that's the brilliance of London, really. It's not just a central park to name one. You know, it is every area has one they build their lives around. And there's some pretty famous ones as well. I mean, Richmond Park is obviously, again, you know, a beautiful place, and it feels more like open countryside than it does a park, especially with sort of the deer roaming around. And then, you know, Barnes is an area that's been made around the commons of Barnes, and you can walk for miles through them. And again, people have that part of countryside in the city. And you can keep going, really. There are these sort of beautiful green spaces across London, and that's what people want, because people love the buzz of a city and they love the access to the restaurants and the theatres and the careers they build. But, you know, really, we all need a bit of a view and a bit of green space.
What you're saying is it corresponds to some deep human need.
I think so, yeah. I mean, without getting too deep, no, I think we do. I think we do need you know, that you live in an urban environment where the view is short, generally, because you're looking at other buildings. And I think we do all need a longer view in our lives to kind of, to bring some calm to what is a fairly busy hustle and bustle of city living.
Americans who are moving to London do cite the calm. Have you been seeing many of them among the people who want to buy in Hampstead and the surrounding areas?
Yeah, we've always been close ties to America, and so we've been a popular place for Americans to base their careers and to live. And obviously, we've seen a few come over of late with the political changes in America, looking for perhaps a more liberal environment to live under. So yeah, they are popular. And obviously, we have our treaties and our recent trade agreement, and that relationship seems as strong as ever. So they are an important part of the scenery of London.
The best place to be an American family is St John's Wood.
Absolutely, and I'm sure Neil will tell us about that. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you go to New York, don't you? And it's quite hectic. You sort of feel you need a break after a few days of wandering around New York without the, you know, there's not many places to sit and rest. So you can see why, as well as the sort of historic relationship, why it appeals so much to Americans.
London has a better balance. And talking of a better balance and the places where you can find that, Neil, arguably, you know more than anybody else about Hampstead, Belsize Park and St John's Wood. Arguably, you do.
Over half a century.
Over half a century. Now, for somebody who doesn't know these places, even for some Londoners who may not know them, I want you to take them one by one and tell me why they're great. Start with Hampstead.
Hampstead's great. You can go swimming in Hampstead in the middle of the pond. You know, it's kind of unique. It's like being in the countryside. You have so many cafes and cafe culture surrounding the park. You have cafes in the park. You have, you know, beautiful views, a great mix of people of all cultures, very bohemian. And it's very different from, say, St John's Wood, or, you know, St John's Wood, definitely there's a big difference in the type of people. living in St John's Wood as a child, I used to think I was almost going on holiday there because it was so different. Beautiful Victorian houses. There's just so much to like there.
You live in St John's Wood and you feel as if Hampstead is a day trip.
Yeah.
Tell me more about St John's Wood.
St John's Wood is a village. At the end of the day, it's one of the last villages before you go into the mayhem of central London. So Nell Gwynn was there as a... she was put there for the king to live. And that was kind of like the boundaries that was out of town because of the green spaces, the parks. I mean, you know, St John's Wood, there's four or five parks. It's not just Regent's Park. You know, there's little parks around it. There's one building called South Lodge where the communal garden is at the front because all the horses used to go past. So it has a completely different feel. I think one of the reasons the Americans like it is it's built on a grid system, very much like New York. So they can kind of relate to it, but it comes with greenery. It comes with a high street, which is very eclectic, that has come up in the last couple of years to have almost any food you want on the high street you can get. So it's really grown. And with the American school there as well, there's another draw. There are massive flats for families. There's lovely houses, you know, from Georgian to Victorian. You can almost pick a road and you'll find a different style. But it all comes into a hub with, luckily, the tube may not be as important, but it certainly was in the development of St John's Wood because it went from the Bakerloo line to the Jubilee line. And that was a big thing when Canary Wharf first happened. So there's been a lot of growth in there, but it still retains a village feel.
History dating back to the mistress of King Charles II, Nell Gwynn, to this great place, which is the best parts of a village and the best parts of an inner city suburb. Great transport, great shops, great food. Winkworth now has an office in Belsize Park.
It does.
How does that area's character differ from its neighbours?
It's certainly more going into Hampstead vibe than it is St John's Wood. There's a lot more conversions, there's a lot more larger houses going up towards Hampstead. Again, it's a very cafe culture. There's lots of tree-lined streets with lots of little cafes out there. It's a bit less manic than St John's Wood, which is, you know, because you're going in, it's getting more manic, but it's less manic and more sedate. And it's got a very, very... a bit like Hampstead, there's a very strong community feel. And certainly, you know, we have embraced the community and the community are embracing us, which is lovely.
Spell out some figures for us. Entry level into Hampstead, how much for a flat, say?
There's many sizes and many styles, but you can start at around... I mean, you can get a studio flat for like 350,000-400,000, and then the sky's the limit. I mean, there are flats which cost more than houses and houses which cost more than flats. So depending on size, depending on which road, and it can be even depending on which corner and which building, there could be a lot of change. There are buildings which are ex-local authority, which are getting phenomenal figures for what you would say was a council flat, but they can be in the millions. So there is really a large difference, but you can move in at 350 to the area.
A lovely house somewhere in the village, a gorgeous Georgian house, what would that fetch?
You're really looking at anything from four million upwards.
4 million upwards.
Yeah.
Belsize Park. Do I need a slightly smaller budget?
Slightly smaller. Again, it can depend on just the uniqueness of the property. But yes, I mean, you can probably go at 2.5 million. I mean, in St John's Wood now, you can get a house for 2.5 million upwards. Yeah, that surprised you, surprised me. But it's fact. And I think one of the things that's happening at the moment is people are being surprised by what they can get for their money.
Time to start bargain hunting there.
100%. There are opportunities out there. We are seeing a lot of home buyers that are going out there and finding things that they couldn't buy before.
The green space premium, though, still applies. Do you pay if you are closer to Regent's Park? Do you, even at the slightly more subdued levels, pay more if you're by the park?
Oh, no, 100%. You will pay more. And the closer you are, the more you'll pay.
I'm thinking a flat with a gorgeous view over Regent's Park. What would I be looking at?
Depending on size, anything now from about $1.5 million to, I think the most expensive one's probably about $9 million.
And for $9 million, what would you get?
Normally a penthouse with a balcony overlooking views of Regent's Park.
And when people come to you, do they say, my must is a view over Regent's Park?
A lot of them do, yes. They want that outlook. Sometimes it's a difficult thing to find, and that's why they pay a premium for it.
And these are forever homes or bolt holes?
I think it's changing to more forever homes. Certainly at one stage, there were people that bought flats and hadn't lived in for like 20, 30 years. But they wanted the ability to be able to come, look out to the park when they did come.
And a lot of Americans coming into St John's Wood this summer?
It's difficult to say because there's always been a lot of Americans. So to say that, you know, we're getting plane loads would be probably a bit of a wish rather than a reality. But there's a very strong market there. There's the American school, which is a big draw. They have minibuses that go from the premium blocks of flats, not so much the others, but the premium blocks of flats where they'll pick up the children, even though you're probably talking about a 3-minute walk, and take them to the school. Maybe that's for security. I don't know why you wouldn't walk that far, but they literally bus them and take them.
So it's that mix of gorgeous parks, great schools, great places to eat.
Yeah, I mean, the change in the park as well over the years. I mean, at one stage there were no joggers. You know, they just didn't exist. But now, every morning at like 7, 8, 9 o'clock, there's people just running around the park. And they want to be close by.
As I talk to you, I can see just how much you really love your areas. Does that real enjoyment of Regent's Park lift your spirits as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, all the parks I love. I mean, Hampstead's amazing, you know, and is lovely to have that mental break. St John's Wood, I've got an affinity with because I grew up there. So that's kind of almost a trip down memory lane. But, you know, Maida Vale, we have an office, and that has got the canals and parks. They've got squares, which are bigger than some parks. Amazing just to be in that mindset and have that tranquil outlook in the middle of town.
The green space premium, it's not just about money. It's about whole of balance in your life and mental health.
Absolutely.
And now before we go, and there's going to be a question to you both, I'm popping out to the shops in Hampstead, in St John's Wood, Belsize Park. I'll see familiar faces, famous faces. Name me some names.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if I should, but I will, and I'll probably get a lawsuit or something after. You've got people like Paul McCartney, if you've ever heard of him. He has a house in St John's Wood, famously. I think it's probably the less hidden house that you can have because everybody knows he lives there. But I've literally sat next to him having breakfast because he's so normal. He walks around the high street with his dogs when he's here, talks to whoever. Very normal guy, unbelievably. You've got Rita Ora in Belsize. You've got Tim Burton. There are just so many that live there.
It's a great place to live as a celebrity because you can have actually a normal life.
A normal life, yeah. And I think that's what they like about it. Nobody bothers them. I know that from clients of mine that are celebrities in their countries, they come here and they love being just a normal person.
Another plus about your patch, you can be one of the most famous faces in the world and you can have something approaching a normal life, plus a great park on your doorstep. And talking of those parks, I'm going to ask you that question and it's going to be first to you, Dominic. You can choose only one green space in this area. Hampstead Heath or Regent's Park?
Oh, cracky. I think it's probably Hampstead Heath. I think it's the countryside feel that is sort of the most appealing. Regent's Park is beautiful and has some wonderful things in it, and I played rounders in there in my youth, but I would say Hampstead Heath.
This is like asking you to choose a favourite child, but Hampstead Heath or Regent's Park, Neil?
Well, just to be controversial, I'll say Regent's Park. And one of the reasons is childhood memories of going to the zoo. There's an amazing zoo in the middle of central London.
Now, I need to ask myself that question, and I'm going to go for Regent's Park because of those gorgeous Nash terraces, badly damaged in the war, restored in all their gorgeousness and there for us all to enjoy, plus acres of green space.
Absolutely.
The green space premium, it's here. We love it. Now, this is about time for me to wrap it up, but I've really enjoyed talking to you both. Dominic and Neil, thank you for your insights and thank you for joining us for this episode of The Property Exchange. Do subscribe and join us for next month's podcast.
This has been the Property Exchange podcast. For more information, go to winkworth.co.uk or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. The producer was Tom Maddox. For more episodes, make sure to subscribe to your favourite podcast provider.